Stories of the Prophets. Stories of the Prophets. Peace be upon them. God's Prayer. After her. Hello. On the best of creation. Everyone. Olu Asmin. Their position. Thin. The story of Elias. Peace be upon him. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds. And prayers and peace. On our Prophet Muhammad. And on his family. And all his companions. And after. After the expiration of a period. King Solomon bin David. Peace be upon them. The state dispersed the children of Israel. Because of their different kings. And their greats are in power. Because of disbelief and misguidance. Which spread among their ranks. One of their kings allowed it. To his wife by spreading worship. Her people are among the children of Israel. And her people were. Worshippers of idols. The ugliness of pagan worship. And he worshipped the idol. Which was mentioned in the Holy Quran. His name is Baal. So God Almighty sent. To them, Elias. Peace be upon him. And the story of the Prophet of God. Elias or Eliasin. Peace be upon him. That God Almighty. His mission among the children of Israel. They worship idols. Baal. So he called them to God. He forbade them from worshipping idols. And nothing else. So their king believed in him. He was a babysitter for Elias. Peace be upon him. Then bounce. He said to Elias, peace be upon him. I see what you are calling for. Because I see so and so and so and so. He counts kings. Children of Israel. They worshipped idols. It did not harm them. Nothing. They eat, drink, and have fun. And what's up with that? Nothing from their world. And what we see of them. Please. Then Elias, peace be upon him, left him. And he takes back. So he worshipped that king. It was for the king. A good and faithful neighbor. He conceals his faith. And he has an orchard. Next to the king's house. And the king is a good neighbor. The king has a wife. Great is evil and disbelief. So she asked her husband. The king has to take the orchard. The man did not do so. And it was the woman. She leaves behind her husband if he travels. About his country. Once upon a time. So his wife gave birth to the owner of the garden. Who bore witness to it. Cursing the king. So I killed him and took an orchard. When the king returned. He got angry about that. He glorified him and denied him. She said it was too late. He commanded and inspired. God to Elias. He orders him to tell the king. And his wife is to respond. The orchard belongs to the heirs of its owner. If he doesn't. He got angry at them. And he destroyed them in the garden. And he didn't enjoy it. Except a little. Elias, peace be upon him, told them. So he did not return. For the truth. When he saw Elias, peace be upon him. What the children of Israel fell into. From disbelief and injustice. I strongly deny them. He rebuked them in worship. Their idol is Baal. Tell them to worship God alone. Creator of everything. And tell them that. Their Lord and the Lord of their fathers. The first two. But they did not respond to him. What he called them to do. They did not obey him in anything. Asked them. Then he called them. So God kept them away. Rain for 3 years. Livestock and birds perished. And vermin and trees. And people made an effort. Knew. Elias, peace be upon him, concealed himself. fearing the children of Israel. So he came. His livelihood is in his hiding place. In Mount Kazin. Then he came to them. And he told them, You have perished. The animals perished because of your sins. If you like that you know that God, I am angry with you for your actions. And that is what I am calling you to. To him is the truth. So go out with your idols. And invite her. If she responds to you, that is right as you say. Even if she didn't, you knew that you were wrong. So you removed. And they prayed to God. So he released you. They said you were fair. So they went out with their idols. So they invited her. To them. They were not released. They said to Elias, Peace be upon him. We have perished. So pray to God for us. So he prayed for their relief. And to water. Then a cloud came out like a shield. And azimuth. And they look. Then God sent rain from it. I saluted their country. May God relieve them. What affliction they were in. They did not remove it. They did not review the truth. When Elias, peace be upon him, saw this, God asked, May God Almighty take him. He will relieve him of them. So God took him to him. And God gave power to the king. And his people are enemies. So he defeated them. The king and his wife were killed. In that orchard. And he threw them in it. Until their meat became rotten. And the name of the land in which they were. Baalbek. In the name of the idol Baal. Whom they worshipped. God Almighty said. Even though. Elias to whom are the messengers? When he said to his people. Don't you fear? Do you pray? Hubby. And you leave better. Creators. God is your Lord. And Lord of fathers. Olin. So they lied to him. They are. Four attendants. Except servants of God. Loyal ones. We left it. In others. Peace be upon you. Eliasin. I am too. We reward the doers of good. He is one of our servants. Believers. It was mentioned. Elias in the Holy Quran. Three times. And God praised him. He described it as. Of the righteous. And he said. And Zechariah, Yahya, and Jesus. And despair. All of. The righteous. Story. Elisha. Peace be upon him. It is said that Eliasa. Cousin of the prophet. God Elias, peace be upon them both. It was Elisha. He believed in the prophet of God. Elias, peace be upon him. He was blind. So Elias called him. So God Almighty healed him. And isolate himself with him. About the people in his hideout. In Mount Kazin. The prophet of God was Elisha. Peace be upon him. With wisdom and maturity since his childhood. And God gave him prophecy. After the death of Elias. Peace be upon him. So he prayed to God Almighty. Sticking to a curriculum. The prophet of God Elias and his law. And it was said. The Elisha. It was named by this name. The sting of his knowledge. And for his effort to seek the truth. He was pursuing the children of Israel. He shows them. Their mistake. And show them what is right. They even hated him. And they were mobilized by him. It abounded in his time. Events and sins. There were many mighty kings. So they killed the prophets. And they displaced the believers. So make them aware of Eliasa. Peace be upon him. And their fear of God's punishment. Then he did not care about his invitation. and God Almighty supported him with miracles. Among them is that he revived the dead, and I healed the blind and the lepers. And it was hard for him. Jordan River. So he walked on it. And his people saw that. But they did not believe. They were not deterred. Then God Almighty passed away. And God has power over me. The children of Israel, who will harm them? Bad torment. Some historians mention. That is the call of the prophet of God. Elisha, peace be upon him. She was in a city. It's called Benias. One of the cities of the Levant. And God knows best. God Almighty has mentioned. Elisha, peace be upon him. In two places in his dear book. He praised him. He described it as having his grace over the worlds. And he said. He described him as one of the good guys. And he said. And remember Ismail. And that's okay. And all of the good guys. The story of that fool. Peace be upon him. When Elisha grew up. Peace be upon him. He said. If I had appointed a man as successor over the people. Works on them in my life. So see how. It works. So he gathered the people and told them. Who accepts me? With three I left behind. He fasts during the day. And the night rises. And he doesn't get angry. Then a man who was despised by the eye rose. And he said. I. Elisha, peace be upon him, said to him. You fast during the day. She stays up at night and does not get angry. He said yes. He returned them that day. He said the same. On the second day. So the people remained silent. And that man rose. He said, I am. So he appointed him as his successor. So Satan started saying to the devils. You have to do so and so. They were tired of that. And he said. Leave me and him. He came to him when he took it. His bed for the speaker. In the form of an old man. Big poor. It was Dhu al-Kifl, peace be upon him. He does not sleep day or night. Except that sleep. So he knocked on the door. He said, who is this? He said. An oppressed old man. So he stood up. So he opened the door. So he started telling it to him. He said that Benny. There is a rivalry between my people. And they wronged me. And they did to me and they did. So it took a long time for him. Until the spirits came. And the saying went away. And he said to him. If I stand up for my counsel. So let me take it for you. For your sake. So go. The man rose to his seat. So he looked to see the sheik. He did not see. When it was tomorrow. He made judgment among the people. And he waits for him but does not see him. He fell to the saying. And he took his bed. He came and knocked on the door. He said, who is this? And he said. The great oppressed sheik. So it was opened for him. Didn't I tell you, he said. If you sit in my council. I missed it. He said, my people. The vilest people. When they knew that I had come to you. And they knew I was going. So they took you to the ruling council. They said. We give you your rights. Then your session ended and you got up. They denied me. He said. So go. If you go to the governing council. I missed it. He missed the saying. So he went and waited. He does not see. He became drowsy. He said to whomever he had. Who approaches this door? Until I sleep. It made me sleepless. And when that hour came. The old man came. He said to him, who? At the door. Behind you, behind you. He said that I had. I came to him yesterday. So I mentioned my matter to him. And he said no. God has commanded us. Don't let anyone get close to him. When he became tired, he looked and saw an opening. At home. Vitzer from it. So he was inside the house. He knocked on the door from inside. So the man woke up. He said, oh so and so. Didn't I command you? Don't let anyone approach me. The guard said. As for me. By God, it did not come. So look where you come from. He went to the door. So it was closed just as he closed it. And if the man is with him. At home. He recognized him and said. Enemies of God. He said yes. You made me tired and everything. So I did what you saw to make you angry. So God named him. Zulkifli. Because he took care of something. They fulfilled it. The name of Zulkifli has been repeated. The generous said twice. Where God praised him. He described it as. Of the patient and righteous. And God Almighty said. And Ismail. And Idris and Dulkifl. All of. The patient ones. And let us in. They are at our mercy. They are. Of the righteous. He described it as charitable. And he said. And I remember Ismail. And Alyasa and Dulkifl. And all. From the good guys. The story of Uzair. Peace be upon him. There was a difference of opinion regarding Uzair. Peace be upon him. Is he a prophet? Or Abdul Salah? On the authority of Abu Huraira, may God be pleased with him. He said. The messenger of God, may God bless him and grant him peace. I don't know. Follow the damned. It is or not. I don't know Uzair. Is he a prophet or not? Sheikh Abdul Mohsen said. The servants, may God protect him. This is what he said, may God bless him and grant him peace. Peace be upon him before. To know about the situation followed. Evidence has come. However, he converted to Islam. Don't be a curse. As for Uzair. Nothing showed. That he is a prophet. There is nothing wrong with that being said. From him, peace be upon him. Where he was a good man. I mentioned his story. In the Book of God. Many people counted him. Knowledge is from God's creatures. Peace be upon him. Uzair was a slave. Righteous and wise. One day he went out to a village. He promises her. When he left. He ended up in ruins for a while. The afternoon rose. The heat hit him. He entered the ruins on his donkey. So he got off his donkey. And he had a basket in it. Figs and a basket in them. Grapes. So he stayed in the shadow of that ruin. He took out a bowl with him. So he squeezed the grapes. Who was with him in the bowl? Then he brought out dry bread with it. So he threw him into that bowl. In juice. To get wet and eat. Then they lay down. On his back. He leaned his legs against the wall. He looked at the ceiling. Those houses. He saw what was in it while it was standing. On their thrones. Its people were exterminated. He saw worn-out bones. And he said, how does God revive this? After her death. He did not doubt that God would revive her. But. He said it in amazement. So God sent the angel of death. So he took his soul. So God killed him for 100 years. When she passed. Those 100 years. May God revive him. Then he sent a king to him. So Uzair leveled up. Peace be upon him, sitting. The king said to him. How long did you stay? He said. I stayed for a day or part of a day. And that is because he slept in the middle of the day. At noon. He was sent at the end of the day. And the sun did not set. He said, or part of a day. I haven't had a day. The king said to him. Rather, it remained for 100 years. So look at your food. It is dry bread. And your drink. Which is the juice that was. Squeeze it into the bowl. So look. So they are as they are. It was not possible. That is, the juice has not changed. And bread. As well as figs and grapes. Judgment has not changed. Something about their situation. It is as if he denied it in his heart. The king said to him, I denied what I told you. Look at your donkey. So he looked. Then his donkey passed away. His bones are worn out and worn out. Grunt. So the king called the donkey bones. She answered and accepted from everyone. Hand up. The king rode him. Uzair looks at him. Then he clothed it with veins and sinews. Then the meat covered it. Then I grow on it. Skin and hair. Then the king blew on it. Then the donkey stood up. On his head and ears. To the sky braying. He thinks the resurrection has come. So why? It was revealed to Uzair, peace be upon him. The order said, I know that God. He is powerful over all things. From reviving death. And others. He even rode his donkey. His village. What people knew. He did not know them and he did not know them. Their homes. So he set off on an illusion of his own. Until he came home. So he is old. Blind and crippled. 100 came to her. 20 years. She was their mother. Uzair left them. She is a 20-year-old girl. She knew him and knew him. This is Uzair. Oh, this is this. Uzair's house. She said, yes, this. Uzair's house. She cried and said, I didn't see anyone. From such and such a year. Ezra mentions that. People forgot about him. He said, I am. I, Uzair, was God. I have died for 100 years. Then he sent me. Glory be to God. Ezra has been lost. 100 years ago. We did not hear him mention it. He said, I am. I am Uzair. She said that you were. Truthful, for Uzair is truthful. A man who answered the call. He calls for the patient. And good health to the one who suffers from affliction. And healing. So I pray to God to answer me. My sight so I can see you. I knew you. So pray to his Lord. He wiped his hand over her eyes. I shouted. He took her hand and said, Get up, God willing. So God released him. Her legs. She stood upright, as if activated from headband. So I looked at him. She said, I bear witness. You are Uzair. And I went to the children of Israel. So I looked at them in their clubs. And their bells. The son of Uzair is a sheik. I am 118. A year and sons. Built by sheiks in the council. She called them and said, This is Uzair. He has come to you. They did not know her. She said, I am. So and so is your lady. Pray for me, Lord. He responded to my vision. He claimed that God. He died for 100 years. Then he sent him. The people got up and came to him. And his son said, My father had a black mole. Between his shoulders. He revealed his shoulders. So, it was Uzair. She said, The children of Israel. It wasn't. Among us is someone who has memorized the Torah. What other than Uzair told us? It was burned. She said, victory of the Torah. There was nothing left of it. Except what men memorized. So write it to us. So he sat in the shade of a tree. And the children of Israel around him. So he wrote the Torah for them. And he resided among them. God Almighty commanded. So they loved him with love. Extremely. Ibn Abbas, may God be pleased with them, said. So it was as it was. God Almighty said. And let us make you a sign for the people. And that. That he was sitting with. His children and grandchildren. They are old men who have become old. Their heads while he was young. Because he died. He is 40 years old. So God sent him as a young man. As he looked the day he died. He was disturbed. The children of Israel in the matter of Uzair. Peace be upon him. They said he couldn't. Moses to bring us the Torah. Except in a book. As for Uzair. He memorized it and wrote it down. And God revived him. After he killed him. They promised this was an order. Supernatural. They sanctified him and called in vain. He is the Son of God. God Almighty said. She said the Jews. Uzair is the Son of God. They were misled by this. And they disbelieved. Uzair's name was not mentioned. Peace be upon him explicitly in the Quran. Other than this place. The Quran has indicated. To him, according to most. The interpreters of the Almighty's saying. Okay that. He passed by a village. And it's empty. On their thrones. And it's empty. On their thrones. He said, I am greeting. This is still God. Her death. So God killed him. 100 years. Then he sent him. He said how much he wore. He said, I wore it for a day. Or some day. He said, rather, I wore it. 100 years. So look at your food. And your drink was not available. And look. To your donkey. And let us make you. A sign for people. And look. To the bone how. We set it apart. Then we covered it. Meat. When it became clear. He said to him. I know that God. On everything. Almighty. To talk. The rest, God willing. And God knows best. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds. May God bless and grant peace. On our Prophet Muhammad. And on his family. And all his companions. You were with. Stories of the Prophets.